أمين، بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس، الله الواحد، تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان إلى دهر الدور، أمين. يوم 18 من شهر أمشير المبارك، تفضل استريح. أحسن الله انقضاءه وأعاده علينا وعليكم، ونحن أنتم مفقودون واطمئنا مغفور الخطايا والآثام والزلات من قبل مراحم الرب أباء أخوتي، أمين. On this day of the year 381 after Christ, Saint Meletius, the confessor patriarch of Antioch, departed. He was ordained a bishop for Sebastia in the year 357. He left it because of the rudeness of its people and lived in solitary life nearby the city of Halab in Syria, in the year 360 after Christ. He was chosen a patriarch for Antioch during the days of Constantinus, the son of Constantine the Great. He was an eminent, learned, and meek man. He was loved by everyone. When he entered the city of Antioch, he resisted the Arians and kept them away from the churches. When the emperor heard that, he exiled him in the same year that he was enthroned patriarch. The noblemen of the city of Antioch, the bishops, and the priests met and wrote to the emperor asking for the return of the patriarch. The emperor returned Saint Meletius in shame to them. When Saint Meletius came back in the year 362 Anno Domini, he did not cease resisting the Arians, excommunicating them and all those who believed in their doctrines. He made clear to them their errors and explained to them their blasphemy. He declared, preached, and confirmed that the Son was of the same essence as the Father, consubstantial with him in essence and Godship. The followers of Arius returned to slander Saint Meletius before Emperor Valens, who exiled him again to a country further away than the one to which he was exiled first. When he arrived to his exile, the bishops and the fathers that were exiled from different countries came and gathered around and stayed with him. Then Meletius did not slack in teaching and interpreting what was difficult to understand in the Holy Scriptures. His epistles reached his flock in spite of the distance, confirming their faith in the Holy Trinity, preaching the faith of the Council of Nicaea, and refuting the teachings of Arius. He was in exile for many years until his return to Antioch in the year 378. He was present in the Council of Constantinople in the year 381, Anno Domini. Then he departed in peace. St. John Chrysostom, Golden Mouth, praised St. Meletius on his feast day, declaring his greatness and that he was not in any less stature than the apostles in honor for what he suffered from exile and humiliation for the sake of the Orthodox faith. May his prayers be with us and glory. Amen. وفي هذا اليوم أيضا تم تدشين كنيسة القديس بولس البسيط أحد تلاميذ القديس العظيم الأنبا أنطونيوس أب الرهبان. كان بولس فلاحا بسيطا من بلدة أطفيح، تزوجها في سن متقدم من شابة صغيرة، وكانت تخونه مع رجال آخرين. وفي أحد الأيام دخل بيته فوجد زوجته في ذات الفعل فترك لها المنزل وانطلق إلى القديس الأنبا أنطونيوس ليترهب عنده ويتتلمذ على يديه. حاول أنبا أنطونيوس أن يثنيه عن هذا العزم نظرا لكبر سنه ولصعوبة طريق الرهبنة، ولما رآه مصرا اختبره باختبارات شديدة وتجارب صعبة نجح فيها جميعا. ولما رأى مثابراته قبله وأمره أن يعمل له قلاية بالقرب منه، وعاش تلميذا مطيعا رغم كبر سنه، ومن أجل بساطته ونسكه وجهاده منحه الله موهبة إخراج الشياطين وكشف أفكار الناس. بركة صلوات الجميع فلتكن معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين. أكسياتي أجيا مريتي بارث نوس أكسيوس أفا ملتيوس بي باتري يارشيس Vaxios ava pavlipi